Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I'm going to talk about how to stay healthy. All right, so what is the bottom line? What is it that causes some people to be healthy and to take care of their health and to really get that part of their life dialed in, and other people, not so much? In fact, most people I would put in this category, and it's not just not so much, it's that they have miserable health. Or even if they're not showing signs of miserable health yet, the way that they're treating their body, the way that their relationship to health is so poor that you can just see the trajectory that they're going down. I hope that's not you, but if it is, we'll fix that too. So here's the bottom line. And what I'm going to cover here is the psychology of staying healthy, because that is more important than one specific technique about which food you should eat or what kind of exercise you should do at the gym. Here's the bottom line. The reason that you're not healthy and you're having difficulty staying healthy is because you have a bad psychology about health. You're not really valuing it. You're not in touch with why you want to be healthy. For me, and this has been a long journey for me because I was overweight my whole life up through college, and I went through a process where I lost about 65 pounds in 5 months, and I got very health conscious back in college, and I've kept with that, and I kept that growing and growing and growing, and every year I just feel myself getting more and more in touch with my health and valuing my health and my body, my fitness more and more and more. And so as I'm going through this process of psychological change, I can see very clearly why people who try to diet or who try to go to the gym for a New Year's resolution type of deal or to try to get fit for their upcoming high school reunion, you know, when I see this, I can see why those people are struggling so much and why people aren't healthy. First of all, it's hard to be healthy. To be healthy means that you have to put your attention on this. This takes awareness, right? If I take my awareness off of my health, then I'm going to stop going to the gym. I'm going to stop preparing my healthy meals. I'm going to stop shopping for good types of food. I'm going to be careless. I'm going to be casual. And I'm just going to do what? Well, I'm going to go stop at the McDonald's for a quick snack. I'm going to go to the Starbucks, get something there. I'm going to go to a restaurant and order some big dessert or some meal that's not healthy for me, and my health is going to deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate to the point where I'm just going to be doing what society makes easy. And society, unfortunately, the society we live in, America, other first world countries, we make it very, very easy to eat the wrong things. We make it very, very easy to not go to the gym because we have all this unhealthy food around us. We have all this disinformation about food around us. We have ads about unhealthy food around us. We have all these distractions that keep us from going to the gym. We have all these commercials telling us that the gym should be easy and effortless. And all of that is playing on your psyche. And basically, it's putting you in this very unresourceful state where you don't even sometimes realize that what you're doing is unhealthy. So the first step I would say is start getting educated. If you're interested in this topic, one of the things that I started doing is I started reading about nutrition. I started reading about fitness. I started watching workout videos on YouTube. I started reading books about nutrition. I started researching different types of diets that are out there, and then I started experimenting. And through this process, you're going to start to see patterns emerge. And it's challenging, and sometimes it's frustrating because there's so much different and conflicting health advice out there. You can probably find 100 videos right now on YouTube about how to lose weight, and half of them would conflict with the other half, right? And that's just kind of the state of nutrition and our understanding of nutrition and weight loss at this point in human development. But there's a lot of stuff out there that does work, and what you just got to do is you got to sort through some of it, see what works for you, adopt the things that work for you and use them, and throw away and discard the stuff that doesn't work. But start with the psychology. And the most fundamental question is, why do you want to be healthy? Why is that important to you? Have you actually stopped and asked yourself that? Don't just dismiss that, the answer to that question, and take it lightly. Because for me, there's something deeper there. As I've gone through this transition, at first it started with, well, I want to get healthy and I want to drop fat. For me, looks was important because I was so overweight my whole life. I didn't even know what I looked like in my ideal form. I didn't know. I didn't even have an image in my mind of what I could look like. And that crippled my self-confidence, and it crippled my ability to go out there and date and have relationships. And so that was so crippling for me that for me, I said, you know what, if I can get my fitness and my health into shape, then I'll be able to go out there and date, have more self-confidence, like how I look, be able to dress in nice clothes. And for me, that was enough motivation to get me going. That was a good reason. And today I look at that and I kind of laugh and I chuckle and I say, well, that's kind of nice. That's a good place to start. And it got me some good results, but it's kind of pales in comparison to the depth that I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now, let me tell you, the reason that I take care of my body right now, I go to the gym and I eat really, really healthy, is because I just care about my body. I see my body as this machine, and it's one of the most amazing machines on the planet. The complexity, and especially the human brain, the way the human brain works. To me, when I see that, that's something beautiful, and I want to preserve that. And for me, the food that I'm putting into my body is directly correlated in my mind. I can see that if I take a Big Mac and I eat it, and how I feel after I eat a Big Mac, I can literally feel my body deteriorating from the inside out. These are the images that I'm drawing in my mind, right? This is what I've created. This is my psychology that I've created. So this, for me, makes it very easy to avoid the Big Mac, right? It's just quite that simple. But there's layers of depth here. So one is just taking care of my body just for its own sake. You know, I want to treat my body well. I want to treat my body like a temple. Treat your body like a temple, not a wooden shack, as Jim Rohn would say. Treat your body as a temple. And I'm trying to adopt that more and more and more, and really soak that into my subconscious so that everything that I'm doing to my body is improving it. It's like if you had a performance car, if you had $1 million collectible automobile and it was the last one left on earth, would you put good fuel into it? Would you go take it for a car wash every once in a while? Would you put low mileage on it? Would you rotate the tires on it? Would you make sure that you put in the right oil when you need to do an oil change, and make sure that you do frequent oil changes, right? You would, because that's something that you see as precious. It's something that's valuable. And what you gotta do is you gotta start to see your body that way. So that is one part of it. For me, the other part is that I actually wanna live a long life. And I wanna live not just a long life, but I wanna live a long and prosperous life where I'm active, I have energy, I'm able to go out there and do all the stuff that I wanna do, because I have so much that I wanna do with my life. It's ridiculous how much I wanna do. I don't have enough time every day to do all the stuff I wanna do. I wanna travel the world, I wanna build businesses, I wanna go out there and talk to people, I wanna motivate people, I wanna interact, I want to experiment, I wanna have all sorts of crazy hobbies, and literally try out and read every book that's out there on every topic. For me, that's more stuff to do that I can fit into 10 lifetimes. And I just don't like the idea that when I hit 45, I'm gonna be struggling with an extra 50 pounds of weight, and that I'm gonna be so tired that I'm not gonna be able to walk a flight of stairs, and I'm gonna be so crippled with potential diseases like heart disease and diabetes and all this other stuff that's out there, or cancers, that basically my life is gonna be cut short. I wanna extend my life as many years in the future as possible, and I wanna give myself the highest quality of life that I can get. So for me, that's a big one. Another one is brain health. When you start to do the research and you start to realize how connected the health of your brain is to your health of your body, you start to see, whoa, this is really, really important. And you start to get another reason for why you wanna work on your health and stay healthy. Because, first of all, for me, the way that I look at this is like this. My brain is really important for me to have the kind of impact that I want in my life, because I'm an analytical type of guy. That's my biggest strength. So I'm using my brain all the time. I'm using my brain to come up with ideas. I'm using my brain to run my business. I'm using my brain when I'm interacting with people. I'm using my brain when I'm reading. I'm using my brain when I'm meditating. I'm always using my brain. And so every extra little edge that I can get to my brain performance is huge for me. This is my consciousness that we're talking about. So that means that as soon as I spot something that's hurting my brain performance, I cut that out of my diet, and I'm very cognizant of that. And I wanna maintain strong, healthy neural connections throughout my whole life. I don't want Alzheimer's disease. I don't want brain tumors. I don't want to become listless and have memory problems. I don't want to become so feeble when I'm in my 50s or my 60s that I'm not able to go out there and create the kind of things that I want to create. And in fact, I want to be on top of my game today, because there are things that I could be doing right now in my diet that if I let loose on, then I will not have the kind of performance that I have right now. I'll not be able to make the same quality videos that I'm making. I'm not going to be able to go out there and write the same things that I'm writing. I'm not going to be able to go out there and give the kind of speech that I want to give, or whatever else that I'm working on right now in my life. I'm not going to be able to do that at the same level of performance. So for me, when I realize that and I make that connection in my mind, that's a huge reason to stay motivated. Of course, there's many others. Looking good, you know, I like to look good. I like to have a good physique. That's important to me. Performance in bed, sex. I like to have stamina when I'm having sex. I want to have amazing, crazy sex. Why not? You're only going to live once. Make the best of it, right? I don't want to be some fat ass having sex. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. Why would I want that? To me, if I sacrifice a couple of Big Macs so that I can have amazing sex, that's a worthwhile trade-off for me. So there's that one, you know? What is it? Maybe for you, there's some other ones that I haven't really connected with. Maybe, for example, I don't have kids, but maybe you have kids. And one reason that you want to have good health and good nutrition and practice good fitness is because you want to set a good example for your kids so that they're growing up and seeing how it is, and so that they're not overweight and they're not hurting themselves. Maybe B, you want to live long enough to see them get married, and you want to see them have their own kids, and you want to see their graduations, and you want to see them killing it in their career, and you want to see all that. And so you just want to live long enough to see that. That's a very good reason to practice good health. And then, you know, what else? Maybe you want to have more energy. Maybe you're feeling like right now, you're just kind of a little bit groggy, a little bit listless. Your mood is down because of the food that you're eating. And so now you feel like you're not on top of your game. You're not able to educate your kids the way you want to. You're not able to take them to soccer practice or to do this or to do that. And you're missing out, basically. And you're shortchanging them and you're shortchanging yourself on the experience that you could be having with your family. So all of those reasons are really good reasons to get and stay in health, right? Now, I didn't go into the technical details of what you got to do, what diet you got to eat, or what exercise you got to do at the gym, but I wanted to cover the deeper psychology. I want you right now to sit down after this video is over and write down your top reasons for being healthy, for staying healthy. I'm promising you that this is the key. Once you start tapping into this, you get the motivation, and then it becomes much easier to resist all those convenient things that are out there for us, tempting us and breaking us away from the path that we want to be on. First, decide on the path and why you want to be on it. Then you will have enough reason to deal with all that other stuff. And there's plenty of videos out there that'll tell you which diets you should be on and which workout regimes are going to be the best for you. All right, so this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead, leave me your comments, like this, share this. And of course, check out actualize.org for more advanced personal development videos where you can sign up to my newsletter.